So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today, and welcome to the podcast. So, the UK is in a spot of bother, shall we say, right now. It is, isn't it? Like, can we just be honest about it? It's not looking great, is it? I mean, don't get me wrong, nowhere's looking great right now. But the UK has its own unique set of problems with this lying government and Brexit and kids having to sleep on coaches for 10 or 12 hours to get through passport control. It's just a bit of a nightmare right now. And also, I mean, we're not in recession and it looks like we're not going to be in recession, but boy, it's hard out there. We speak to a lot of business owners every single week. We do strategy sessions. We speak to them on the phone. We communicate with them via Facebook and Twitter and so on. And everyone's really struggling right now. And I get it. I totally get it. But look, let's also just kind of take a step back. If in doubt, zoom out is the saying. So let's just take a step back. We've been here before, not with the same problems necessarily, but we've been here before where we've had problems, right? And so what happens eventually is that time heals all wounds to some extent, or certainly most of the wounds it will heal. And so we just have to give it enough time to go through this process that we're going through, this transformation. We are the caterpillar getting into its cocoon, ready that in when the time is right, that it will shed its cocoon and be able to fly, right? That's where we are. And right now we're in the cocoon. And again, in danger of using too many metaphors. But that's where we are. It's kind of like we just have to understand that. We're in winter. I know it's April, but we're in winter financially. And it's just hit the fan and it's just hard out there. And so I wanted to do this podcast about what happens when things get better. And how can you prepare now for when things potentially might get better? Because things will get better. There's no question. I don't think that things are going to get better at some point. They have to. It's just cycles. That's all it is. It's these undulating cycles. It happens all the time. And it's happening now. And we will get through this and things will get better. And you'll be able to sell lots of different things very, very easily because people will just buy lots of different things. But right now, not many people are buying because everyone's basically spending money on mortgage rates going up, rents going up, energy going up, fuel for cars going up, food going up. Inflation's running at 10%, as we know. Everything's vastly more expensive. And the government official line is 10%. It's not 10%. I mean, the price of beans have gone up like 50%, for God's sake. It's ridiculous. So we will get through this, you and I. And the question is, when we do get through it, what are you going to look like? How is your business going to be in 6 or 12 months or 18 months or 2 years? What's it going to look like then? And what should you be doing right now? And so that's really what I wanted to cover in today's session. So someone's going to win. May as well be you. And, you know, a lot of people are struggling. We can't kind of just brush that under the carpet and think that that's not happening. It absolutely is happening. And at some point, when we do get through this, those people that have been here and are going live and creating content and all that kind of thing, they're the ones that are going to succeed. And so someone's going to win. It might as well be you, right? So, you know, like you could say that with the lottery, but you've got a 14 million to one chance. It's probably not going to be you. You've got a better probability of getting hit by an asteroid than winning the lottery. I know somebody does win it, but then somebody also does get hit by an asteroid, right? So the chances are it's not going to be you. And yeah, you could say someone's going to win. It might as well be you. But with business, you've only got so many competitors in your local marketplace. So for us, for example, as a digital marketing agency, how many digital marketing agencies are in Leeds? There's not that many. 150, 200, 400. Can we get into the top 10% of that? That's still the top 40, by the way. Can we get in the top 1% of that? Like now it's starting to get more difficult, but is it possible? Of course it's possible. So what are the things that you need to be doing to make that more possible? And that's what we're going to talk about in the next couple of sections. But I just want to instill this belief or talk about this belief system that somebody has to win it. So it might as well be you, but you're going to have to do certain things and take certain actions. It's going to put you into a position where you're much more likely to be able to be in a position to win. So this is about probabilities right now. And actually, someone's going to win may as well be you is about probabilities. And probabilities is really, really important. We don't talk about probabilities enough. So I had a friend of mine in college and he would just go up to girls and he'd go and ask them out. Hi. He would just literally see someone. He would go up to them. Hi, my name's Richard. I can't remember his name. My name's Richard. Fancy a drink, right? And he'd go up to 100 people and one would say yes. And that's probability. And he would improve his probability by testing opening lines and by what he was wearing and how he would present himself and so on. But he would begin to increase his probability of getting a date. And this is basically marketing, right? That's all marketing is increasing probabilities. And so you need to start increasing the probabilities that you're going to get noticed, that people want what you have to sell, and that when the time is ready, they're ready to buy. And so the first thing that you're going to need then is a baseline of content or a baseline of marketing. And what this means is that if you're not marketing right now, if you cut costs because you need to save some money and you've cut back on all your marketing, well, that's not going to work, because if your competitors are increasing their marketing and you've decreased yours, the visibility of your product in the marketplace has decreased. But the visibility of their products and services in the marketplace has increased, right? So that when the time is ready, they're going to go to them and not you. So the first thing that you're going to need is a baseline of marketing. If you imagine a pyramid here, the baseline is this bit on the bottom. You're going to need a solid base from which to rest your entire future life on, effectively. And ultimately, that's it. What your life looks like in 10 years is basically based on what you do today. What your life looks like today was based on what you did 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years ago, right? So did you go to university? I didn't, by the way. But did you go to university? And how have you used that since? And so that baseline is what will basically make your money today, get your visibility in your business today. What marketing have you done for the last 5 years? We're on season 8, I think, on our podcast. We've been doing it for 8 years now. And so do you think we've got a solid baseline? Absolutely. Have we lost clients? We have. We never lose clients, by the way, but we've got clients having to tighten their belts because they're in the luxury end of the marketplace, and the luxury end of the marketplace, people aren't buying because people having to spend money on petrol and gas and electricity and mortgages and rents and all the rest of it, food, everything's increased in price. So they've got to be a lot more careful. But if you've not got this baseline of marketing right now, like, what are you going to do? What are your options? Oh, no, we're not going to do marketing. Okay, so how are you going to get in front of your market? Well, we're just going to sit back and hope for the best. Okay, lovely. That's a great strategy. Well, we're just going to rely on footfall. Okay, that could be, well, a thing to do, but maybe you want to be increasing the footfall. If you're a butcher and you're selling meat out of your butchers, maybe you want to increase footfall, people coming to your shop or the other shops. Maybe having a street party will get people back there. Maybe having a Sunday market there that you manage and you create, and you're driving more traffic to your physical marketplace. Like this is all marketing. This is all content marketing. This is about you getting in front of as many people as you can. And that nicely leads me on to, you need to get in front of and remain in front of as many people as possible. Because if you're not doing that, if you go live once, I'm telling you now, right? If you go live once, you might as well not have bothered going live. Because the amount of energy that it takes to move the boulder is massively more than to keep the boulder moving, right? When you go live once and you create content once, now you need to keep creating content and pushing content out there and qualifying potential customers so that they see what you do and that when the time is ready, they will come and purchase from you. But you need to get in front of as many people as you can. And one of the easiest ways of getting in front of as many people as you can is through social media marketing. Writing long form content, recording video, going live, creating images, speaking to people on the phone. You need to get in front of as many people as you can. And sometimes to get someone on the phone, you have to create lots of content. But one of the downsides of, you know, hitting your phone, hit that phone and phone as many people as possible is that, you know, 10 minutes per phone call. So that's what, 6 calls an hour, 8 hours a day. First of all, you're going to burn out. Second of all, what else are you doing during the day? Because you can't just sit and make phone calls all day. And so that's called one-to-one marketing. And it's definitely got its place, don't get me wrong. But you want one-to-many marketing. And one-to-many marketing is when we go live like this and people watch it or they watch the replay and then we pull out the MP3 and we upload it to the podcast and we get, you know, 10 times as many people taking in our content. Like, that's one-to-many. I'm just doing this once. After this, I'm off to the beach bar. I'm going to go work on a laptop, have a nice coffee and go work on the beach today, which is really nice, by the way. It's the first time of the year. I just put the beach bars up. But me doing this is one to many. I don't have to then make 10 phone calls an hour, 6 phone calls an hour, 3 phone calls an hour, every hour for the next 8 hours. We go one to many, and that's really what you want. But you've got to have a plan of what content are you going to put out there so that you can get in front of as many people as possible and remain in front of as many people as possible. But then that leads me on to the next point as well, which is they may not be ready now, but they may well be ready in a few months. And so if you're going, oh, well, I'll do it in a few months then. Well, there's a couple of problems with that, obviously, right? First of all, you don't know who is ready now to buy. They might be ready now. And you don't know who's ready in a few weeks. And you don't know who's ready in a few months. And you don't know who's ready in a few years. That's why you have to have consistent content. It sounds so obvious. And it is obvious. But we have to say it again and again because people kind of don't kind of grasp this. Putting a piece of content out once, putting an image out once, doing something once, it's like going to the gym once and expecting the weight to fall off. It just doesn't work. You know, it just doesn't work. You have to be consistent in everything that you do in order to get these results. But also, the story of that person who then becomes ready to buy doesn't start, oh, I want to buy some digital marketing, I'll speak to Dan. No. That started years ago because now they've seen us for the last 8 years. They've seen our content go out. They go, oh my God, Dan's live yet again. He's there doing his digital marketing agency. This is what he does. He's out there yet again and he's got this consistency. Do you think that builds up in a person's mind that when they are ready to buy, they're going to go back to the people that are consistent all, you know, all the time and throughout the last 8 years? Of course they are. That's how it works. That's why you have to get in front of and remain in front of as many people as you can. So look, I hope that's useful. I am actually going to go down to the beachfront. I hope you guys have a wicked day and we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.